Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 634. Visible translated text is as follows. That added up, as you will see, to $70. In other words, there were 40 gross of pencils, 36 gross of which sell in our medium price goods, 86 gross 35K, 10 gross 930X, $2.50. That is a high-priced goods. Therefore, the repack for that week was 36 gross medium-priced goods and 10 gross of high-priced goods. I will show you now where the $70 is and where the 36 grosses is and where the 10 gross figured in the financial sheet. Defts X4. There is a little sheet stuck up here in the corner attached to the record, the factory record of pencils manufactured during that week. That shows the production, divided into the following classes. Cheap goods, the very cheapest we make outside of jobs, those we figure at 60 cents a gross. Then there is the rubber insert, these we figure at 85 cents a gross. And then the job, and then the medium. The medium being all goods up to a certain grade that contain the cheap lead, and the good being all those that contain a better class of lead. In this case, Mr. Schiff had entered it up to and through Wednesday, and had failed to enter Thursday. And I had entered Thursday, and to figure it. This sheet shows the total of the three classes of goods packed from day to day. Now, I have had very few clerks at Forsyth Street, or anywhere else for that matter, who could make out this sheet, Defts X8, successfully and accurately. It involves a great deal of work, and one has to exercise exceptional care and accuracy in making it out. You notice that the gross production here is 1,725.5. That gives the net production. The gross production is nothing more than the addition, the total addition, the proven addition of these sheets containing the pencils packed. This other little sheet behind here represents the pencils packed the week of April 12th. Now, this little sheet, Defts